Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Kate Beckinsale, 1 hour from now, calling the show.
Cool.
Does that make me crazy? Those things you've always done, you think they're normal, and then your friends finally let you know that, no, they're not? Yeah, you're crazy? We'll let you know. We'll be the judge of that with Does That Make Me Crazy coming up in about 30 minutes. Today's Kelly Raspberry's and Alan's 1 year anniversary.
Yes.
Aww.
More on that. They met on Bumble, I believe.
Yes, we did.
So we'll get to Tinder Tuesday here in a second. But I got a text here from Kid Nation.
Okay.
You could text us anytime during the show. It's the same phone number we have that you call.
800-543-3548. We have this big screen right here in the studio. We can look up and see them.
Boom.
Sometimes we'll give you a little shout out.
Sometimes. Fun fact from the text.
Yes.
BlueApron.com/kid is visited by so many people.
How many
so
people?
So frequently. That when I started typing the regular blueapron.com into my address bar, your redemption link is second suggested.
Really?
Wow.
Looks like we need to work a little harder and get to that number one spot. That's what we got to do.
There you go.
So if you want to get yourself 3 free meals from Blue Apron, make that cooking experience a little bit easier on yourself. You don't have to go to the grocery store. They send you all the ingredients. They're all fresh.
You get food delivered in the mail. It's amazing.
Mine's coming in today.
Yeah.
Oh, and they let you know when the package is coming.
Oh, yeah.
They'll
yeah.
email you and say, hey, your Blue Apron is on its way.
Yep.
And you know, if you deliver it in the morning, it's packed in ice, so it'll still be good
yeah.
by the time you get home to get to it.
And you choose what you're going to receive. I mean, you get to choose the meals that you're going to get. I mean, mm-hmm. if you don't like to eat meat and you're a vegetarian, pick just vegetarian. If you want everything, you get everything. My wife and I like to get surprised. So I don't even look at the email of what I'm getting.
Yeah?
So whenever we get the packages, we open it up.
It's like you're going to dinner at a friend's house yeah. or something, basically. You don't know what they're cooking.
And then we cook it because everything's good.
Yeah.
Again, blueapron.com/kid, K-I-D-D, if you want to get those 3 free meals. Thanks, Blue Apron. And let's get to that number one.
Tender love,
redemption.
Tender love.
Love so tender.
Love me tender.
Our selfie queen, Elena Davies, is in studio with us right now.
Hi.
That's right.
Y'all won't let me live that one down.
Nah, that's cool.
Fine.
That's a cool one.
Fine. I like it. I'll embrace that.
How old are you, Elena?
26.
26.
Might be germane to your story. I'm not sure exactly what your
germane.
Story is.
Germane. Related. Thank you.
One of my favorite Jacksons.
It might be Tito. might be Tito to the story.
All right.
Elena, did you go on an adventure this past weekend?
A literal adventure. And I'm still so like riding high on all of this. It was so much fun. So there is a music fest that happens in January in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Yeah.
And oh, my gosh, you're still wearing the bracelets?
Yeah.
yeah, she's showing off.
Wow. I know, right? Hey, guys.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like, everywhere I go, just so you know, I went somewhere recently. I'm fun. See my my credentials. or I'm lazy and I can't find my scissors. But this music festival has been something that's been on my bucket list for years. It's like Americana, Texas country, kind of folk rock and roll. Just cool, independent. Live original music.
Is it called Steamboat Music Festival?
It's called the Steamboat Music Fest.
Okay, all right.
It's put on by Dixon Productions, and I've had friends go, and I've always been able to look at their pictures and videos and Snapchats and have all the FOMO.
You've had goals of going, seeing all your friends go in the past, and you've never been.
I've never been.
Okay.
I mean, it's really hard to execute. It's very expensive. It's far away. There's a lot of planning that goes into it. I mean, I know the friends that I know that went last year, started planning in September
okay.
to go in January.
Not
me. So this year, I had, you know, I'm friends with a lot of the artists that play there, and I was talking to them, and they're getting ready to go to Steamboat. They're like, hey, you going to Steamboat? And I'm like,
yeah.
No.
You're friends with the artists.
No.
Oh, nice.
And I decided last Tuesday, I bet I could pull this off. Like, if anybody could do it.
Without any planning.
Question.
Okay.
Most festivals are outside. Steamboat, Colorado, to me means cold.
Yeah.
Is this an outdoor cold festival, like in the snow or something?
So it's a little bit of both. People go to go skiing and snowboarding and stuff in the morning.
Right.
There's one outdoor stage, but there's several venues inside to listen
okay.
to music.
All right. Okay. It's just a question.
But
All right.
there's traveling from where you're staying to venues and other venues. And the day I got there, it was negative 20.
Oh.
So I've never experienced real winter or real snow.
For that reason.
So that was exciting, too.
So what crew did you go with?
I went with no one. I didn't. Okay, so passes for this thing. This thing has been sold out for months. And I found some online for sale for like $500 to $850.
Yeah.
I was like, so I can't afford that because I have $24 in my bank account. So I'm going to exhaust all efforts. I asked every artist I knew, every tour manager I knew, nothing. I went ahead and booked my flight because I had a maybe a pass. The next day I booked my shuttle and that was non-refundable. My shuttle from Denver to Steamboat.
Did you tell your mom you were going on this trip by yourself?
Yeah, she wasn't a big fan of the
idea.
Yeah,
she really likes that I'm alive, so
yeah.
She wasn't super excited about it. Well, I posted on Facebook, hey, I'm doing this. Like, I booked my flight. I'm going to show up and go. You can still have fun there without having a pass to get into shows.
Did you have a place to sleep? Yeah.
I had a place. I had a lot of friends that were there. I knew a ton of people there. So it's not like I was going to be alone the whole time, just, you know, sleeping under a bridge or anything. I was just traveling alone. And
on your blog, you said you rode with a stranger.
Okay, so I ended up, thanks to one of Kelly's good friends, Lisa, she had a pass for me.
Oh, good. Okay.
So that was great. I don't know how I lucked into it. She saw my Facebook post, and that was great. So then I knew at least I could get in. And my flight was delayed because of bad weather here on Friday. So I was an hour and a half late and missed my shuttle from Denver to Steamboat. So I hitched a ride with a stranger. He was
Elena Davis.
Like hitched a ride, like you standing on the side of the road with your thumb out?
Well, kind of like in the Denver airport. Hey, who's going to Music Fest?
Oh, you said that at the airport?
This guy goes, I'm going. And I said, cool. Can I come? Oh, so he was renting a car instead of taking a shuttle.
Did he say, I'm going or I'm going?
And he's an older, not single, but traveling alone. He was by himself.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Guy, his name is Matt Tucker, and he was super nice. I said, sir, I am going to tweet a photo of you just in case you have bad intentions.
Was he cool with that?
He said, that's fine. I understand.
If they say no, that's when you know you shouldn't ride
with
them.
But what ended up happening is I put him on my Snapchat, Twitter, and stuff, and a couple people recognized him on my Snapchat.
That makes you feel better.
And I was like, I know him. Okay, he's a great guy. So that made me feel better, and I have that creepy location app on my phone, so my friends knew where I'm at.
So if you end up on the side of the road,
They can... Well, at least find my phone.
Yeah. Did any romance happen?
Yeah.
Like, did you guys connect in that level? Like, oh man, this could be a boyfriend material action.
Him? Me and
No.
Oh, okay. No. He has a girlfriend.
Okay, never mind.
She was thrilled when she saw that Snapchat.
Right, I know. Right? He called her to warn her. He was like, if you see something on the internet about me riding with a little blonde girl up to Steamboat, don't think anything of it.
Believe
just
me.
Friends.
Yeah, but I was essentially there for only 24 hours. I got there late Friday night, got to see one show, snuck backstage. And
it's that easy, people.
It's easy for girls.
It really isn't. I walked in with one of my friends, and I don't know how I got away with it. And the next morning, they upgraded me to an all-access band because I met the guy that runs the event.
By sneaking backstage?
Yeah. And I had so much fun. I went to shows by myself. Some of my friends didn't want to go to shows that I knew there, so I would
You were only 24 hours. You had to take
I had to go from event to event to event, and I had so much fun. And then, of course, coming back on Sunday, I missed my flight. Because
of course.
The weather was bad, so our shuttle ran late
again.
To get us.
You call Matt.
And then, well, I mean, I knew I could get home. I just didn't know I could get home on Sunday. Ended up getting on a later flight on standby. I had the last seat on the plane. I thought I was going to be sleeping in the Denver airport by myself.
And missing work.
Yeah.
Were you scared?
I was very scared.
Yeah.
Because I was already like a little bit nervous about trying to execute this whole thing. But I pulled it off, and all of the fun.
Props to you, because there is no way I could ever do that. So my hat goes off to you.
It's so out of my character. I'm such a planner, and I've in the past always really leaned towards spending my money on things, something tangible. And this year, I'm not much for New Year's resolutions. I think if you want to change something, just if it's June 17th, you should do it.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking the past couple months, I really need to collect memories, not things,
life experiences.
As they say.
Did you ski?
I didn't ski.
Did not ski. Okay.
No.
Yeah. All right. She went there with no money. Emma.
Did not spend $1 when I was there. Right. So I literally spent money on my flight and my shuttle, and I packed snacks and granola bars and stuff in my suitcase so I didn't have to buy food.
Oh, you had s'mores.
And then
s'mores by the fire.
Yeah. And I got lucky. My friends, my guy friends, would buy me drinks, or they had free alcohol backstage. So if I wanted a beer or something, I would grab that.
Wow.
Or snacks backstage. So
because you've done this, Al, didn't you go to Spain by yourself?
I went to Spain by myself. Yeah, I've taken several trips.
Is it scary for a dude? Times.
For me, yeah, I guess looking back, it was scarier than it actually was when I was there. I went to Barcelona and Ibiza by myself and hitched a ride. But I'm a dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was literally sitting there. Cabs were lined up, but they want to pick up groups. And here's American black dude by himself.
Sounds like a TV show.
And so I just held my thumb out, like I said, and these four guys picked me up in a Mini Cooper and took me to my hotel. They could have dropped me off on the side of the road and had, you know, whatever.
You never know, Al. Yeah, you could have been violated in so many
violations.
Yeah.
It was scary knowing that I was going alone, but I had a lot of faith in, number one, Lisa being there, because I've met her and know her for a year and trust her.
Yeah.
And then having all the other, my friends and stuff there, it's like I knew I wasn't going to be alone the whole time.
Yeah, I got you.
So glad you're okay.
It's not as irresponsible as it would normally
sound. Right. If I knew no one there, that would be one thing. And people are so nice. When I was alone, people would come up and sit next to me at the show and talk to me. Everybody is so nice.
Music brings everyone together.
Yeah, but if you ever want to go enjoy an adventure, that's the one I recommend.
And call Matt.
Yeah.
Matt will give you a ride. Mm-hmm. Matt will give you a ride from the airport.
Kelly, would you ever do that? Go by yourself?
Well, I have done something similar to that.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, a listener won tickets. This is back in the day, the Backstreet Boys, and they were playing in New Orleans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was planned out, right?
And she won. She said, but Kelly, I want you to go with me. So, I mean, a listener won but wanted me to go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was awesome. I just had to get there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ended up missing a flight, got canceled, delayed.
Yeah.
And we had to do a shuttle from Houston, and everybody ran to because the flight got canceled or something. We all go to the car rental place. All the cars are gone. This woman says, you can ride with me.
Boom.
Oh,
so I've done similar, but
maybe a little more planning next time, Elena, but glad
next
you made it
I'll
back.
Plan better. Come with me.
All right. So, Kelly, I don't know if you remember this, but your daughter made a list for the rules that Kelly can date.
I vaguely remember this.
You remember? She did it.
Remember
she did the
it.
List. Now
rules
we're going
to. Rules for the men that Kelly can date.
Yeah, so these are rules for the guy, the perfect guy for Kelly.
All right.
We're going to see how many of those Alan checks off the list.
Okay.
All right, let's see how well Emma Kelly did choosing the man.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're going to take a little flashback to January of last year.
Really?
Right before Kelly met her boyfriend, Alan, who she's celebrating one year anniversary with today.
Hello,
I'm Alan.
Our first date.
You put the recorder up to your daughter's mouth and you said, Emma Kelly?
I did.
Right to your daughter.
Or maybe your daughter did it herself.
I did.
Yeah, and she wanted to give you the rules for the man that Kelly can date.
Okay.
According to Emma Kelly, who at the time was, what, 9?
Yes.
9 years old. Let's take a little stroll back there and listen to Emma Kelly.
So Emma Kelly.
Yeah.
You said it's okay for me to start dating.
Yes, but he has to have some personal good qualities.
What?
He has to be tall, able to carry me, and very active. Because we are not active. We have to start being active.
Oh, okay.
So all we did today was go walk to the park and back.
That's a start.
Pretty good.
What else about him? I need some more qualities so I can narrow my list down.
Well, he has to have a part-time job so he can spend time with us.
Oh, okay. What else?
Well, he has to wear a lot of blue shirts that are V-necks.
Why?
Sweet.
Because in my mind, he looks good in V-necks.
Okay. What else does he look like in your mind?
Oh, man.
Well, he's fast.
He's fast.
Does he, you know, is he dark hair, blue eyes? What does he look like?
He's a brunette. And blue eyes.
Okay.
No, actually green eyes.
Dang it.
Oh,
green,
okay.
Green
eyes.
That's very specific.
Anything else we should know before I go on my manhunt?
Not really.
All right. Wish me luck.
Okay. Luck.
Well. If you check him off, can he pick Emma Kelly up?
I don't know that he's ever been required to pick her up, but if he had to, I bet he could.
He could. He could. He's very active. No?
Well.
No?
He's physically
fit. Well, we're going to start training for a 5K today, this year, And he's downloaded the app.
Okay.
I thought he was a worker-outer.
He's active.
No.
He's a golfer.
He decided he wanted to get in shape last year, and so he hired a trainer, and they met once a week for about 4 weeks, and that was it.
He bought a Fitbit.
He's perfect for me.
Yeah. He golfs. I mean,
right there on the same activity level.
So kind of wanting to be active.
He's golfed on occasion.
Okay. So not so active. Does he have a part-time job?
He has a full-time job.
She wanted part-time.
But flexible hours,
Flexible hours. He can meet her at the
She's going to have to compromise on the full time.
He has a very, what's the word? Good vacation. That's the word I'm looking for.
Good.
He has a great vacation schedule.
Okay, we'll give that a check.
He has a lot of vacation days.
We'll give that a check. Does he wear a lot of V-neck?
Blue
V-neck.
Like, you know what? Yesterday we met for lunch. Guess what he was wearing?
A blue V-neck.
A V-neck sweater with like a little, so you don't want to be too, a little teacher in it. He was wearing a blue. It was blue.
Check.
Blue I am not V-neck. Lying.
Wow. All right. Is he fast?
Well, we haven't really had an opportunity to run
much. You need to race.
Much,
yeah. I need his time in a 40.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen Alan run.
Do you think he could beat Al?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Last time I raced, I tore my ACL or something like that. Yeah. So I'm not going
to. He had to have knee surgery the last time he attempted running.
I think there's a dude that could beat you running backwards.
I'm not going to dispute that.
Check. Dark hair? We know he does. Yep. You got that going on.
Yes.
And the green eyes.
No
green eyes.
No.
It could get contacts. It could get contacts.
Yeah, that's fixable.
Yeah, we can get that.
Yeah, fixable.
We can Photoshop.
Not good enough.
Yeah. I mean, he basically checks off everything but the green eyes.
He's the perfect man for Kelly.
And maybe the active thing, but he's working on that.
We're going to be more active in 2017.
Isn't that crazy that she made this list probably days before you met Alan?
Right around the same time, yeah.
And today, 1 year. Heavenly bliss.
Because remember, I tried dating before Alan, and she didn't like it.
No.
And so then she finally, after that relationship ended, there was a little lull in between. She decided, you know what, I'm ready for you to date now. That was cool. It's much better to have a child on board than one that's completely not on board.
And she's on board.
Makes a huge difference.
Well, congratulations, Alan. You check off on Emma Kelly's list.
Some of it, yeah.
Congratulations on making 1 year.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, you can't get everything. I mean, there's some that you're going to miss, but he made it. And we approve here on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love Alan. So cool.
His endurance is good. I mean, you know, just because he's not fast, he's in for the marathon. It's a marathon, not
a sprint. Yes.
Yeah, but Emma Kelly wanted fast, not durable.
It's a marathon, dog.
Okay.
You know, slow, you know, just a little trot.
It's a 5K that we have yet to start training for.
Do you want
to
do a 5K this year, Al?
Yeah, I could do a 5K.
We should all do one
together.
Download
the Couch to 5K app. I did it one day last week, and then it got really cold. But I think I might start back again on day two today. Maybe.
You're not.
I might.
Yeah, you're not.
I think
you're not going to.
I will.
I have a
I'm doing it so that you do it. I'm testing it.
This music. Does that make me crazy? Which we're taking your calls now at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548. I have a friend that I've told you about, Fat Whitey. He collects Air Jordans.
Yes.
But when he buys a new pair, he licks the sole of the shoe.
Ew, why?
I don't know. Does that make him crazy?
Yeah, and there's pictures of him licking the...
He a brand new shoe out of the box, and he licks the sole of the shoe.
That's his thing.
There's a lot of stuff that Fat Whitey does that's pretty crazy.
But what if they were like a pair that someone bought and then didn't really wear but sent back?
Yeah, I don't know that he's ever bought new pre-owned, but he has 300 pairs.
Well, yeah, I'd like to return these. I accidentally stepped on dog poo.
Those are things that you do that maybe you got to question yourself. Does that make me crazy?
Something like that. Perfect example, Big Al Mac.
All right.
Now we want to hear from you, Kid Nation. Like Big Al Mac said, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will do. Does that make me crazy next?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Before the break, Big Al Mac told us about his friend Fat Whitey. That's his real nickname. He goes by it.
That's how he's in my phone.
That's his name
that he gave himself.
So he collects Jordans, and every time he buys one, he licks the sole.
Yeah, he has a whole room in his apartment that is just for Air Jordans, and when he buys it, takes it out of the box, he licks the sole of the shoe.
Well, and we were like, that's crazy. We all agree that's nuts.
Yes.
Now, does he lick both shoes or just one of them?
To my knowledge, just one.
Just one of them, okay.
To my knowledge.
Well, we're getting a lot of text messages from Kid Nation.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Kid Nation watches Black-ish because This one's from Ashton. To what Big Al said about his friend, see on the dude on Blackish.
Anthony Anderson?
Yeah, licked the sole of his brand new shoes, too. Not sure why, but I guess it's a thing. Love y'all. Listen every morning.
You need to Google that.
Huh.
I wonder if it's a thing.
Maybe it's a thing. Maybe it's like means something.
Like sneakerheads, probably that's a thing. If you collect shoes, to claim it. Market yours?
I don't know. I ain't looking no shoes. Yeah. Brand new or not.
That's pretty crazy.
You kiss planes.
I do kiss planes.
Mm. I don't know where that plane has been.
I know where I hope it's going. And up and back down. I kiss a plane every time I get on it.
Right. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple right here from the text before we go to the phones.
All right.
I'm obsessed with cold skin, mainly the cold ears. How I get to know people is by touching their cold skin. I sometimes imagine touching people's cold ears on TV.
Okay, creepy.
That's creepy.
That makes you creepy.
That's crazy.
That's strange. Yes.
Would you let a stranger touch your ears?
A stranger?
Yeah, if she walked out to you and just grabbed your ears.
I probably would just because I'm Southern.
I would too.
And I don't want to be considered impolite.
You don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
If someone was polite, nice, and asked to touch me, I'd let them.
Yeah?
It depends on
Depends on the area,
They're going to touch you.
Yeah, like not in that voice.
Can I touch your butt?
I'd prefer not, thanks. I found the reason people lick sneakers. You want to know that?
Yes, yeah. Jenna, please.
They say that they think it started. This is actually on Soul Collector, which is not like your soul, but S-O-L-E. It's a sneakerhead site.
All right.
They say that Fat Joe had this famous appearance on MTV Cribs, and he licked the bottom of his brand new Jordans to show they had never been worn. It was kind of his, like, over-the-top, like, look, these have never been worn, and these sneakerheads are saying don't do it because they have been handled, even new sneakers, so many times from the showroom to, you know, the factory where they were made, and the people that work there are like, do not lick your shoes.
Lick it.
Maybe it's just people
you
with first name Fat.
Germs we put in our mouths every day, just, you know.
You're exposing yourself to those germs so you don't get sick later.
That's right.
That's what you're doing.
Building up your immunity.
I was just letting you know.
Yeah. All right. Good deal.
You see it a lot when you have kids. The first one, you take care of them a bunch, and you make sure they don't put that in their mouth and don't do this and that. They get sick the most. The second one,
that's right.
Like my daughter Chloe, you go ahead and put whatever you want in your mouth. Grab it from the floor. It's cool. She just got sick for the first time this weekend. Throw it up wise.
Just pick something off or just blow on it.
Yeah.
Blow on it. Yeah. 5 second rule.
You're helping them be immune.
Kiss it up to God.
Again, we're not doctors, so I wouldn't follow that, but it's worked for us. From Matt.
Yeah.
I ordered charcoal toothpaste from China without any research just because I heard you guys talking about it.
Yes.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Well, let us know how that works.
Please do, because I saw this thing on the internet. And it was speaking about charcoal toothpaste and all the good stuff that it can do for your teeth.
Really?
And in some cases, it can even fix some cavities if they're not too bad yet. They could fill in that.
That's charcoal's amazing to me.
Charcoal is trendy right now. Yeah. It's like one of the, you know, everything goes in circles. Because I was in the store the other day and there was a charcoal face wash brush. And I bought it thinking, oh, it's going to be all gritty. It's the softest face wash brush. I think it's made some sort of charcoal infused. I'll let you know if I notice a difference.
Yeah, do tell us.
But yeah, it's a... Charcoal's the trend in 2017, apparently.
Yeah. Matt, are you crazy? Absolutely. You should have done research. But now that you bought it, we would love to hear how it works.
No, you're not crazy. You listened to what we said and you did something about it. I love that.
Every time I try to buy a new purse, I hear Kelly's voice saying,
you don't need that.
That's from Nicole.
You don't need that.
That makes me crazy. That makes you thrifty.
You made a whole bit out of that. You don't need that.
You definitely
don't need it. You just want it.
Did I just stop you from buying something, JC? I feel like I just had that conversation with you.
You got me to buy something.
Yeah, you should.
Why do you have a different truck?
Oh, I got...
He lost his other one.
Oh, man, repoed already?
I mean, I pull in yesterday, JC has a new black truck, and then we talk about it all morning.
Yeah.
And then I pull in this morning, and I park next to some dark red truck. I'm like, what happened?
Well, the truck that I bought had these stickers on the side. It was like a racing stripe type thing.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it works for some people, but for me, I just wasn't feeling it.
Didn't like it.
So you're waiting to get... You're getting the stickers off, or you want an all black one?
Right.
So
I told the dealership, and they were so cool about it. They're like, yeah, man, bring it back on Monday when the service department's in. We'll take it off. So I have a rental right now.
Got it.
Yeah. So.
Got it.
I drove my truck for one day. Exactly. All right, let's go.
Crazy.
And then I kind of miss the racing stripes now.
Oh, my God.
I did this whole poll
like
with
the girl that changes outfits 10 times before she goes out.
I'm like, right. Maybe I should have kept them. All right, let's go to the phones. Hey, Gabriel.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
14, and you already want to know if you're crazy or not, right. Huh?
Yeah.
All right,
come
let's
on,
go.
Talk to us.
So I talk to my food because I feel bad for it.
You feel bad because you're going to eat it?
Yep.
Yeah. But what do you tell your food?
Well, usually I tell it I'm sorry because I'm about to eat you.
But that's what it's here for. I mean, you know, do you explain that to the food?
Not really.
Yeah, you just say sorry and then you just put it in your mouth.
Did you see that Seth Rogen food movie? The cartoon?
No.
Yeah, okay, good. It's inappropriate, but they...
Don't watch it. Yeah, you're crazy, Gabriel. You just go ahead and eat.
But it's a shared crazy because I know for a fact, because I heard her say it in an interview before, that Drew Barrymore, she may be past it now, used to apologize as well as thank her food before she ate it.
Hmm. She is crazy.
Thank you for sacrificing yourself for me.
You're crazy with a celebrity,
yes,
Gabriel.
You've got a you share a celebrity crazy gene.
Do you ever feel bad for the cows when you drive by, you know,
yes,
farm, and you're like, man, you guys don't even know what's about to go down?
I do feel bad for animals.
I do have moments.
But then I eat them.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I love animals, and that's,
wear them.
That's my, you know, personal dilemma. It's important for me to eat meat, yet I love animals.
Yeah.
Thank you, animals. We just want to take the moment. If you're listening right now, thank you.
Yeah.
For sacrificing
your
life.
We're number one with animals.
I came in the grocery yesterday, and they just have all those chickens lined up. I'm like,
I feel bad, but I'm still going to eat them.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. I respect those who don't, you know, but I just like meat.
They keep me like thin and healthy. So thank
you. There you go. Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
All right. We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? Let's see. Let's see what you got.
Okay. So the only number I have memorized is 911 and y'all's number.
Yay.
Not even like best friend, boyfriend.
Yeah. You have like a jail bailout number memorized?
No. Like, I'd have to call y'all because I don't know. Like, I don't know my husband's number, my parents' number, no one.
Well, listen, Jenny, I don't know if they let you text from jail, but if you ever do get arrested or you need help, we have the app, the text app, so sometimes we'll be on it and we might see that you're there.
We're probably not here at the time you would be arrested.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Hopefully I'm never arrested.
They have to give you your phone, right? I'm pretty sure, because most people don't have numbers memorized anymore.
I hope so. Better tip would be, just don't get arrested, Jenny. But
does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cute crazy, though. We like
that
one.
It's cute crazy, though. Yeah.
Cute crazy.
Thank you.
Bye, Jenny. Okay, thank you for calling. Because you know the phone number.
Hope she doesn't get them mixed up and have a real emergency.
Oh, man.
And then call us instead of 911.
Yeah.
Like,
we're here trying to do first world problems and she really has a problem.
Yeah.
Zach. Hold on. We have an update on the charcoal toothpaste, Kelly. Zach, you actually have it?
What's up? Yes, I purchased it about 6 months ago, and the reason why I got it is because I'm starting to get I was getting the early stages of gingivitis, and I started getting cavities, and since I've been using it, I've noticed, and my dentist has even said that it's starting to diminish the gingivitis, the signs of it are starting to diminish, and I had a cavity that had started up, and it kind of went away to the point where it doesn't hurt anymore. And the sensitivity in my teeth is no longer there.
There you go.
I have sensitive teeth. Now, when you say charcoal toothpaste, is it literally black like charcoal?
Yep, it's bamboo. It's got bamboo. It's like the activated bamboo charcoal. And it's got a little bit of that, like some type of, it's a hard to pronounce clay inside of it.
Does it taste bad?
No, it doesn't taste bad. It tastes mint. It's like a all-natural company. We got it off Amazon. It's an all-natural company. It comes in like a little jar. It's not like the paste, but it's like a powder. And you put the powder on your toothbrush.
Did you get it from Asia?
I'm not sure where it came from. I know the label, everything's American on the label.
Okay, so you got American charcoal.
I've heard mixed reviews from friends that use it. So
I believe our listener.
Yeah.
Can you start a fire with it in your barbecue grill?
Not yet. I've thought about it, though.
Yeah.
I might look into
it. But they taste pretty minty.
Look at that.
I do have sensitive teeth.
You sold me, Zach. I'm getting it. That's it. I'm not going to wait for Matt to tell us if it works or not, because this is still coming in from China.
I may try it.
I'm going to try it.
Uh-huh.
Got rid of the gingivitis.
I don't like natural toothpaste, and I don't like natural deodorant.
Yeah.
You ever bought that organic deodorant? No. Yeah, I want chemicals.
Well, if you do order on Amazon, remember, you can pick a charity to benefit from all your online purchases.
Yeah, and you sweat a lot.
Pick Kids.
Pick Kids if you don't mind, because it doesn't cost you a penny, and then Kids gets a little... donation.
Yeah.
And you end up going like to smile.amazon.com ultimately whenever you log in.
Kelly, would you get gingivitis or gingivitis?
I'm a redhead. I get it.
We'll take one more here.
Come on.
From Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
So you do something on your phone that's pretty crazy, huh?
Yes. I actually have a lot of friends tell me that I give really good advice all the time.
Yeah.
So whenever I feel like I'm in a situation and I don't know what to do, I'll actually anonymously text myself to ask the same questions and talk myself through my own problem.
Huh. That's good.
Isn't it crazy?
No, I love it.
You text yourself.
It's productive crazy, you know? It is crazy.
I love it.
Productive.
You're supposed to write down your thoughts, so you're just doing it by text.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I think about you, I text myself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. I don't think you're crazy at all. I think that you're smart.
What's the best advice you've given yourself?
If you don't really feel like you should eat it, don't eat it.
Oh.
Wow.
Words right. to live by.
There you go. From Heather to Heather.
We have to have you in as a guest on our Love Letters to Kelly sometime. Yeah. Get some advice. Let you help Kelly out.
I might not be feeling it one particular
right?
week.
Yeah, right. And then maybe Heather can help us.
Just text me.
All right. Yeah, we'll text you, Heather.
There you go.
You have a wonderful day, Heather. Thank you for calling.
You too.
This time tomorrow, I'm guessing, is about the time we normally do love letters to Kelly, isn't it?
That is correct, Kelly. Tomorrow around this time, we will be reading some letters from people that need some help in their love life, in their personal life.
Get yours read. Go to kidnation.com.
Yeah, sign up for her. Love letters to Kelly. She is an expert now. You know, she reached expert level.
Well, you know, she's 1 year into the relationship. Mm-hmm. A solid relationship.
Solid.
Yeah. Whew,
thank goodness.
I know. Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to clear the phone lines for a celebrity.
Really?
A beautiful celebrity. Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
Right.
I wonder if she's calling from like England or something.
She's so beautiful.
She's all
calling,
British. She's
calling on the hotline.
We'll talk to Kate Beckinsale next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys. Underworld Blood Wars out in theaters right now.
Oh.
You better go watch it if you like vampires.
If you are a woman, you want to be inspired.
Right?
She is my goal in life.
You saw her on the cover of Shape Magazine.
Oh, my gosh, seriously.
I'm talking about Kate Beckinsale. She's on the phone with us right now.
Yay.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, there you are.
Hello.
You
are.
Kate, this is a random question. Do you keep the underworld? Do you keep that skin tight suit in a closet just for fun? Good question.
Oh, I'm wearing it right now. No, I have got one in my closet, but I don't wear it very often.
I just thought maybe it's like me with my skinny jeans, and I'm like, oh, do these still fit after winter? Like, yay. And you're like, maybe I should just put on the suit just to see how I'm doing.
Oh, my God, I hadn't thought of that. Maybe I'll do that today. I haven't thought that before. That's a good idea.
You're like my spirit animal, Kate, because you are a prankster.
Yes. Well, I'm the youngest in my family, and I had four brothers, so really it was sink or swim in that department.
Oh, what's the greatest...
You had to keep up.
What's the greatest prank you played on your brothers?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. There was a lot of back and forth on that. I don't know. They were fairly sort of ill-conceived, the pranks on the brothers. They were more to do with kind of suddenly stealing their underwear and flying it out of the window like a flag and things like that. But I've improved as I've got.
Wow.
See, and I've never been into pranks, Kate, because there's always retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been pranked?
The trouble.
Yes. Have you ever been pranked so bad you're like, I need to hang this up now. It's too much.
It's going too far.
Sadly, again, having the four brothers, I can never hang up. I have to say. I'll be the one that ends up in the principal's office.
All right.
I'll be the one that ends up in trouble.
Because Theo James, who plays David in the film, you did something to him in his trailer. Yeah. What did you do?
That doesn't sound good.
You know what I mean.
Yes. Well, I'd heard, and actually it turned out wrongly, that he had an extreme phobia of weasels, but that turned out to not be true, and I'd gone to a lot of trouble to actually... It's quite difficult to get hold of a weasel on the middle of a night shoot in Prague, but I managed to get a ferret and was going to sort of pretend it was a weasel, but it was the most ravishingly beautiful ferret you've ever seen.
Aww.
Actually, it was so gorgeous. It was even more attractive than Theo. And he fell sort of madly in love with it immediately. And actually, he ended up having to hold kind of a sort of adoption auditions for the crew who were just lining up to adopt this ferret. Oh. And you know, saying, well, you know, I have a house with carpets and, you know, I have a lot of ping pong balls for it to play with. Exactly. Oh. He had to make quite a difficult decision.
Now, were you at all afraid that Theo maybe, when he walked into his trailer and saw this ferret, got scared, could potentially kill it.
That would be bad.
Well, we didn't have it running around. I had filled another actor's trailer with pigeons, and I thought that was quite fun. If he walked in and there was a lot of pigeons flying, he actually really was quite scared of the pigeons. Nothing bad happened. So the ferret was in it. You know, sweet little cage.
Oh, but all that pigeon poo.
Pigeon poo. Oh, goodness.
Well, you know, you learn as you go, don't you? You learn that was again, you know, not great for his hair.
Well, it is really incredible, this movie, Underworld. This is the fourth time. I mean, when this first came out, I don't even remember what year the first one came
2003.
Out.
2003. Yeah.
1927.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
I mean, how could you, if they told you then, okay, now, you know, almost 15 years from now, you're going to be doing this again, you would have thought, no way.
I definitely would, because actually, the reason I did Underworld in the first place was because it was so far from my sensibility as an actress. I really was not the kind of person that does action. I mean, I suppose I am now, but I really wasn't, and it wasn't sort of in my thinking at all. And I thought, you know, as an actor, it's good to do things that frighten you and that you feel like you might get fired doing, and that, you know, you don't feel immediately right for. And so Underworld, I did expect to be fired nearly every day, you know, and yeah, if you'd said you'll be on your fourth one, I would have been astonished. I'd been like, playing what? You know, somebody's grandma that sits down.
Underworld, the retirement home.
Right.
Yeah.
Underworld, I'm as old as the vampires now.
Oh, no, but you still
right,
look
exactly.
Awesome.
And I don't have to move around. Well, I'm not actually a grandma yet.
No, not even close.
Yeah, I saw the picture or the post you had on Twitter about your daughter, and turns out that her father is her... is listed as her baby daddy.
What?
That was a weird one for me. Yeah, she did a quiz, because he's in Twilight. She did a quiz to find out which Twilight character is your baby daddy, and alarmingly got her and father, which I don't know how many times that's happened.
That's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
In that quiz, yeah.
When your dad ends up being...
She said, I don't want you to be my baby daddy. And then I chimed in, no, I don't want you to be my baby daddy. And he said, too late.
I can't believe your daughter Lily. She's 17. That it just feels like yesterday. It feels like yesterday you just had her, because I remember when you just had her. Where's the time gone?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the great thing is that, you know, all my friends have 6-year-olds and need to get babysitters, and I don't. So it's like it's quite nice. I can go out all the time. It's just I haven't got as many people my age to go out with.
And she drives. Does she drive you, Kate?
Me, much younger.
Yeah. Oh, because I know that you don't drive.
Yeah.
And so how was that like teaching her to drive when you don't drive?
I can teach her the things. But no, she had lessons in the past. And yeah, she gets to drive off and leave me stranded. Or, you know, very sweetly will take me places.
Oh.
So I'm making the most of that.
Oh, yeah. You sound like such a cool mom.
I know, right?
It's the accent.
Yeah, I think I'm very embarrassing and, you know, mortifying like everybody else's mom.
Well, Kate, I know you're really busy. We're going to let you go. Make sure you go out. Watch Underworld Blood Wars. Kate on the cover of Shape magazine as well, too.
Yeah, pick that up, too. That's inspiring
for
January.
It was a great airplane read for me.
Oh, was it, Jenna?
Yeah, just staring at pictures along with my guy friends.
Yeah, that's all I do. That's all I do. Kate, you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for calling us.
Bless you too.
Bye, Kate.
Bye.
Bye. Kate Beckinsale, obviously calling from England.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Could tell she was on the other side of the street.
You would think celebrities would have the best cell phone service.
I found myself, like, I said, I know she's speaking English, but I don't understand what she's saying.
Is it the accent?
You have to remember, we're still radio. We're on the bottom rung.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
If it was a TV interview, they would have the satellite dishes and everything.
Right, right. Well, and it's not her fault.
It wasn't just the connection, even the way her speaking.
It's not her fault. They connect through people.
Yeah, it's just for some reason they don't trust DJs. I don't know why. So they always have to have all these parties there ready to press the button, I guess,
right.
You know?
Yeah, that's she has like
happens.
Two lines.
Right.
And then they can hang up whenever they want.
Yeah.
And she has no idea what's going on. I am going to try that prank she tried where she put a piece of chocolate in someone's bum while they were sleeping.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I thought you meant the pigeons.
Yeah. No, no. Wait till the family vacation, you guys.
How are you going to even get access to? Whose bum are you going to get access to? Al's,
not
probably.
Mine. Not mine.
When you guys sleep into the same bed together all the time.
I'm telling you, this would be the dream wife.
Oh, God.
Oh.
What?
No.
For the pranks.
Unlike your wife?
My wife is the dream wife because we prank each other.
Oh, okay.
A couple that pranks together stays together.
I'm out.
Unless you throw them in the canal, then don't.
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Everybody, welcome Caroline Craddock into the studio.
What up?
Good morning, y'all.
What up?
What's CEO of Kids Kids, running things.
Running it.
How's it going? Is the trip planned yet?
Oh, yeah. I did it last night in my sleep. Yeah,
good.
It's really easy. Yeah.
It's really easy,
all the kids.
Yeah. I already picked them. They haven't applied yet, but I already picked them. So.
Good.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's going really well.
We do have a cool contest going on right now on Snapchat with Caroline.
I'm like on a Snapchat bachelor high right now. I've been going through all the applications just now.
Yeah?
Oh, we have so many girls.
Boy, if you try to break the rules, Caroline's got a message for you.
Yeah. I kind of went on a little rant back there.
I heard.
Yeah, because I'm not asking for a lot from you girls. I'm asking for 3 photos and a bio. And if you can't follow those simple directions, you're out.
Okay,
just in case they weren't listening last week.
I know.
Here's what we're doing.
We have a thing called the Snapchat Bachelor. It's one of my friends, Mitchell, who's 30, single, hot, wants a serious girlfriend. So I put him on my Snapchat, said, hey, if you want to date him, screenshot this. Got a ton of response. So now we're turning it into the Snapchat Bachelor.
Okay.
So
a lot of response.
I've had 100 girls.
Okay, perfect.
So far.
Wow.
And a lot of hotties, a lot of like good job girls. So we've been going through them right now. But I asked for 3 photos, including a full body shot.
Yes.
And just a little bio. I want to know your age. I want to know your job, that kind of stuff. And if you can't follow directions, you're out. Sorry.
So if you give 3 headshots.
Yeah, out. I don't want 3 duck face selfies. I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I want a picture that shows a little personality.
So Elena's out.
So we have until tomorrow. We're going to be picking them tomorrow. So you have 1 more day to send me your bio.
Okay, 1 more day.
What are the age parameters again?
24 to 32.
Okay.
Alan, I think 18 should be allowed.
Question is, based on the success, obviously, of this approach, would you consider doing this for yourself?
Oh, I don't. A lot of people have asked me that. I don't know. Let's see how this goes. Yeah, we'll see.
Because you got to go. You're doing a bachelor right now. Next one's got to be Bachelorette.
Yeah.
You know?
Season 2.
Season 2.
Then you got to do Bachelor in Paradise.
There's a lot of pressure. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not really even like looking right now. So
that's when it can happen.
Yeah.
That's what they always say. When you're not looking, which I think is BS.
I know.
You're always kind of looking.
Proactive.
Kelly, you were looking when you found out.
I was open.
Kelly was actually working. I mean, they say you get out what you put in. She was going, and that's what always baffled me because I couldn't bring myself to do it at the time.
Yeah.
She was going on like 5 dates a week
sometimes.
And I'm so.
It was like her full-time job.
And I was like, I don't like people enough to do that.
It's true, but that's what you want. You know, I was open to whatever happened, and I went on a lot of first dates and a few repeat dates, and then I met Alan.
Okay, so follow the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, just follow the rules.
And then you're in, as long as you meet the criteria.
Yeah, like don't be, if you're 4 years over the age limit and have 4 kids, please, I love you, but don't send me an application.
Right.
Yeah, it's not, you know, there's got to be limits.
Yeah, there'll be another chance for you at some point.
We'll find a bachelor that wants the kids and all that. We'll have different people try this here.
I'm just loving playing matchmaker, though. It's really making me
happy.
It
is fun.
It's very fun.
Oh, by the way, Kelly just got a picture from her first date with Alan.
So cool.
Before we get into the bachelor.
1 year ago tonight, we met, which was a Sunday night, but with the leap year and all that stuff. So anyway, we're going back to the same restaurant. We're going to wear the same clothes if we can remember everything.
Now, because you have a picture.
Well, some listener actually said I was there that night and posted a pic and put it on my wall, and of me and Alan.
Lovely picture of the back of their heads.
It's the back of our heads, but that's the first official picture of us.
The first paparazzi shot.
Paparazzi.
Damon Scott Moore posted that. See, I love it. Good job, Damon.
Y'all can take
pictures of me behind my back all the time. I don't care.
Okay,
that's awesome.
Good. And one last thing before we launch into the Bachelor.
Oh, much to talk about on that.
Can we submit other girls that we know are single without their knowledge?
Yes, I've had girls nominate their friends, their sisters. I've had a ton of coworkers nominate their coworker.
Good.
If you're a mom and you want your daughter.
Just like the regular Bachelor.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can nominate.
A lot of these people have been submitted by their friends and stuff. I think Sean Lowe was submitted by his sister. Nick Vile made it known that he was submitted by a friend.
But make sure the person is open to it, though, right?
Yeah, make sure they want to do it. And we're going to have different challenges they have to do each week through Snapchat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if they're, you know, incapable of being outgoing, then probably not a good idea.
And now give us your thoughts on last night's episode, okay. The actual Bachelor, the reason why we're doing Snapchat Bachelor.
I'm in a mood about it. I'm just going to go ahead and forewarn.
Feisty mood? Or
yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
It was disgusting last night, Caroline. Oh,
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Caroline, I didn't watch and I'm not going to watch.
So
I'm just going to rely on you to fill me in.
I'm going
to
fill you in because you shouldn't be watching. No one should be watching.
This is just like week two, right?
Yeah.
And Nick is the Bachelor.
Yeah. Yes.
This should be called What Not to Do to Find the One.
Literally. Let me tell you the two things I learned last night.
What?
First, slutty behavior is rewarded on The Bachelor.
That is true.
Yeah.
Solid point. That is very true.
With this Bachelor.
With this guy, yeah.
And that means he's not ready to be married.
Exactly.
Exactly. And he's 36 years old, and he's just a horn dog. So that's my one thought. My second thought is I didn't really have an opinion on him. I just was kind of trying to stay neutral.
Yeah.
I hate him.
You hate him now?
Now I hate him.
I started disliking him after last night's episode.
That might be good because typically when we like a bachelor up front, by the end of the season, we dislike him.
True.
I.e. Juan Pablo.
Oh, yeah. That's happened.
True.
So maybe if we dislike him early, we get that out of the way and we like him later.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, so they started on a group date. They did a bridal photo shoot, which always makes it really uncomfortable. And Corinne just made this episode her own.
Yeah.
This was all about, this should have been called the Corinne.
Again, Corinne's the girl from Miami who has a nanny and she's 21 years old and
she's 24.
Lives and works with her family.
Yeah.
And Nick was the first person I've kissed. And
you kissed him already?
I kissed him the first night. I was just like, all right, I need to kiss Nick tonight. Like, yeah. I just need to kiss him already. It's been
that's
way
so
long.
Cute.
I was the first to kiss him and my name was first on the date card. I'm just full of number ones. So it's better than being number two. Yeah. We're going number two.
So the red flags are already starting to show there.
So that's Corinne in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But she's also
She's slutty and having number two talk?
Yeah.
So gross.
She's purposefully making herself this person.
Yeah.
She knows
it's
about the money after. It's not about the win. It's about the money you can make after as the villainess.
You could
she's
tell.
Doing this on purpose.
Exactly.
Yes. And she's wasted.
Yeah.
Like, she's so drunk. You can't even really understand what she's saying.
All right.
So during this photo shoot, they give a different like character for each bride. So one's a shotgun wedding bride, one's the 80s bride, whatever. So she gets the beach bride.
Bikini bride.
So they get in the water and they're taking all these photos and she's clearly drunk. And she takes her top off.
Yeah.
Nick and I do have a lot of sexual chemistry. There definitely was another spark in that pool. Him holding my bare bosoms. I didn't just go into this photo shoot with no clothes. I actually was daring enough to have clothes and take them off. I'm definitely going to win that extra time with Nick today.
You call it daring, some call it slutty.
Yeah. So he's not the one that chose her. The photographer chose her. Because I thought in the moment, Nick was very uncomfortable with
that. Yeah, you could tell.
You would think he would be.
So at that moment, I was still on Nick's side until later in the evening with the first impression rose. Then I was off.
So the photographer picked her as best photo of the day. So that's number one of how slutty behavior becomes rewarded. So then the girls are kind of turned off by this because she's just putting herself out there and, she's being slutty and he likes it. Yeah. So Raven is one of the girls. She's kind of flying under the radar. She's from Arkansas, and I kind of was annoyed by her last week because she's just kind of country. You just don't really think anything of her.
I like her.
But this week she kind of showed that she has a little substance, and she's talking about that, you know, she's like, wait, is he here for the, you know, right reasons, whatever? Does he actually want to get married, or is he just being a horn dog? So
tonight everyone is trying to get their time with Nick because there's obviously a rose laying on the table that everyone is staring at. But we have no idea what Nick likes. Do we need to be more aggressive?
You're so cute.
Thank you.
I'm so interested now.
All right.
Is Nick looking for someone that will pop their out at any moment?
The only thing I really want to know is whose boobs are better, mine or Corinne?
Is everything bad that I've heard true about him? Mm-hmm. Like, I left a lot at home to come out here and pursue love, and I need to know if he's the type of man that I would want in a husband.
He's not. I'm just going to
go ahead. He absolutely is not.
No, he's not. So Corinne makes it her duty to steal him as many times as she can.
Caroline said duty.
Yeah. Yep, I sure did. in this cocktail hour. So she literally steals him like four times from different girls. So this girl, Taylor, who actually reminds me of Dr. Girlfriend, she's a mental health specialist. She's beautiful.
Beautiful, smart.
She has a master's from Johns Hopkins.
Wow.
So she's having conversation with him. Corinne comes in and steals him. So then Taylor's like, okay, I'm going to let y'all have your, like, 2 minutes. And then Taylor goes back
to finish their conversation. Yeah.
So Corinne and Taylor have a really funny conversation about them stealing each other.
He re-interrupted me, which I think is very rude. I interrupted Taylor, and then she came and re-interrupted me.
Right.
There's a way to go about things. The way I go about things is very classy and not directed toward a character in general.
Yeah.
The way she did it was very directed toward Corinne. I'm like, okay, Taylor, if you take a direct hit at Corinne, I'm going to say something. I don't go about things like that. I don't like things like that. And I think it's rude.
Number one, Corinne, you cannot talk about people being classy when you, five hours ago, had your bare bosoms in the hands of a man you just met the day before.
And you're mad at her for doing exactly what you've done 5 million times.
Oh, this girl.
Don't go over to Corinne without Corinne's going to have a conversation within this room.
Right. And you're thinking, surely Nick sees through this, right? Yeah. He's going to be smart and see that this girl is a psycho stage five clinger. No, he
gives
doesn't.
Her the frickin' rose.
Oh boy!
He rewarded bad behavior.
Yeah, that's
exactly what he did.
So disappointed.
That's got to make girls dislike him and not want. I mean, the girls on the show and not want
to
be with him.
It's a bad message to all the 20-somethings thinking, I'm on the right track.
Yeah. Well, and sweet Vanessa, who's my favorite, who knows three languages and is a special ed teacher, is like, what the hell am I doing here?
No, she needs to excuse herself.
She needs to go.
She's too good for
this. She has no place to be
there. Well, you have two options. You either go or you stay hoping that if you want a career, if you want a career where you're making money off selling protein on Instagram, then you stay. But for her and her values, she just needs to leave.
No, she does not need to be there. She has no right to be on the show.
They all need to leave.
Yeah. I want to sell protein on Instagram.
Oh, go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's very lucrative this time of year.
So good.
So the final thing that happened, so Liz was the girl that met Nick and hooked up with him at Jade and Tanner's wedding.
Oh, God, I'm so glad this is over.
Oh, I know.
That's the only good thing he did.
Ugh. Yeah, so they slept together at Jade and Tanner's wedding. She comes back on the show. She wouldn't even give him her phone number the morning after. So she clearly just wants to be on TV. So they go to this, I don't know where they come up with this crap on the show, but they go to a breakup museum where they're everything that like that you leave from a breakup is there. Like Nick actually had a dead rose and his engagement ring that he bought for Caitlin in this museum.
I guess it's a cathartic experience.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they fake break up with each other. So all the girls are coming up with him and it's lighthearted. They're like, oh, you don't shave your chest enough and you leave your stuff in the sink, you know, stuff like that. So Liz takes this opportunity to completely lose her mind and confront him about the fact that they hooked up and now he's not making eye contact with her.
When I first met you, it was in a hotel lobby, and I immediately was attracted to the way that you carried yourself and how present that you appeared to be.
She wrote it down.
The next day, or maybe a few later, because the days were a little bit blurry, I saw you again at a celebration of love and friends at Jade and Tanner's wedding. Your carefree spirit matched mine, and you drew me in. And actually, I tried to fight it, and even now, standing before you in this very difficult moment, I tried to...
We hooked up! I didn't give you my phone number, we're breaking up.
Literally twiddling his thumbs and rolling his eyes.
He is so awkward.
Couldn't care less about her.
And the girls that are watching this, other contestants, don't know that they've hooked up before.
Except for one, right?
Except for one. Yeah. So they don't know what's going on.
This was the worst way she could have handled it.
Oh,
this
was
her
horrible.
Fault.
She looked cray-cray. Yeah. So they go to the cocktail party and they talk and they're talking for a long time. Yep. And then, you know, he comes back and he's like, she's gone.
He told her, he called her on the carpet and said, look, you're here for TV.
Yeah.
Because if you really wanted a relationship with me, you would have gotten my phone number before. Even after you said no the first time, if you had an inkling to maybe date me, you could have hit up our friends and contacted me. But no, you didn't choose to come at me until I got on TV. And he said, and for that reason, I am out.
Well, at least
and sent her home.
At least it's all through that.
Yeah. So we didn't get a rose ceremony this episode. We'll get one next.
The black chick's still intact?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
They're doing well.
Everybody's still intact after last night.
Yeah, nobody
got for that one.
Black History Month.
So we had a one-on-one date with Danielle M., who is a nurse in Nashville, blonde, very cute, very wholesome, very sweet. So I kind of thought he might pick Vanessa, but now I'm kind of thinking he may pick Danielle. And then I'm praying to the bachelor gods that Vanessa is a bachelorette. But they probably won't because the last five bachelorettes they have are...
Corinne for bachelorette?
Oh, God.
Corinne's
still,
Bachelor.
Too early.
I would rather watch Corinne's nanny as the Bachelorette than
All right, we'll catch you up next week. Caroline, thank you so much. Again, what's that Snapchat name for Snapchat Bachelor?
The Snap Batch.
The Snap Batch.
Yep, and then email me at snapchatbachelor@gmail.com.
Boom.
And follow directions, please, y'all.
Follow directions.
Thank you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.